We're here at the 2013 IFAJ Congress, and with me is Mindy Williamson with the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Is that correct?
Yep.
And your communications director there. And this is your first IFAJ Congress, right, Mindy?
It is. I've been to the one in the States with American Ag Editors Association for quite a while, so this is pretty exciting. Luckily, I have some good friends here from AAEA to keep me in straight on the line.
What was the main purpose for you coming to this Congress, Mindy?
Well, actually, I came with Ken Colombini, who's with National Corn Growers Association, and I came with Mari Caro, who is with U.S. Grains Council. And we actually have some meetings tomorrow after the Congress is open at the U.S. Embassy. We're working on Maizol, which is a project to try to promote both biotech to consumers and also biotech approval. There's 12 target countries, so we're going to be talking about that. We're meeting with Argentina and Brazil tomorrow.
Wow, that's exciting. Now, as far as the Congress is concerned, what have been some of the highlights of it for you?
Well, of course, my biggest highlight is meeting other communications staff from other countries. You know, even though we don't speak the same language a lot of times, you know, we're all wearing headphones trying to get English or Spanish or other many other languages. We kind of have the same issues, so that's very interesting to me.
As far as our visits to the farm, we went out on the grains tour yesterday, and some of the presentations that we've had, what have you found most surprising to you about this country?
You know, I had some preconceived assumptions about Argentina being similar to Brazil, and now I know that they're very different countries, especially when it comes to corn. They're actually not looking at increasing their corn production, and most of the things that we hear in the U.S. is that Brazil and Argentina are our next competitors, so to speak, in the corn market, so that was very interesting to me.
Well, and they talked about ethanol. We heard quite a bit about ethanol while we were here, didn't we?
You know, this afternoon, their Secretary of Ag, which would be comparable back at home, I think that he has a different title here, he did speak about some ethanol production, but it was more specific to sugarcane. So I think that that's what they're still counting on, and especially if they're not planning on ramping up their corn production, I'm guessing that they're going to stick with sugarcane here in South America.
I was surprised by the very, very high export taxes that they have on commodities.
Yes. You know, they didn't talk about that today in their presentations, and they clipped it short, so we maybe couldn't ask those questions. But every one-on-one conversation I've had with either the farmer, the no-till farmer group, or actually with some journalists here from Argentina is that that is really what's hampering their corn production, is that 35% tax or more that comes on the corn production. So.
And what about the no-till? 80% of farmers in Argentina, that's pretty impressive.
Awesome. You know, I wish that we could get there, too. It's interesting to me. I talked to the no-till farmer representative at one of our dinners, and I said, how do you promote it to your farmers? And he looked at me all confused, and I knew he spoke English. So he was just, you know, saying that they don't really promote it. It's just a practice that they have. They have 80%. So that's awesome. And we're ramping up our conservation in the United States, but it'd be an awesome goal to have.
Anything else you'd like to add, Mindy, that really stood out for you at this conference?
I think, you know, the IFAJ has done a great job hosting. We have a good group of U.S. journalists here. We're strong, and it's great to see all of them here over in South America.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mindy. Here at the IFAJ 2013 Congress in Argentina, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.